Toronto.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa.
All right, let me mute.
Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Serula, Alephetimo, Yutaf Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sadvenu Kaharenu No Ra Ufre Shayan Sintet Nu Nagibor Dor Shehudcha Kevava
Torah mitzvah, la sok Torah mitzvah,
Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadenu koninei aleinu maasei yadenu koninei hu. Gadiya ba'amar b'karma atar tane nandaku cha parifu koma de'aved le'ela witata kolayu kishot bilvada dikshot Delay lach mila bialma, divae barnash, the dach yalea, minea ulanhaga, beya talana, de hakulu ovada, dikshot inun, wikola is the buris, bialma. The energy of the year, 5778, our current year, is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first verse that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchav vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon. El HaMelech Tavo Natamar Achoti Ula Beid Le'ene Shete Levivot Vievre Mi Adar. The second verse that we study is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale peshai, ladonai ohe wahe. Weata nasata awon chatati sela. The year 5777 has the energy of the goat, but it's also the energy of a wake up. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satsuki Ach, which translates like a peer, like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to permute them into Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the goat and the wake up is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name is separated by seven letters each. Kim va'adonai yohewahe Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 is the year of the pause that refreshes. Again, there are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka Kohanim Hayulimat
ולא יכלו להשיט את כל העולות ויחזקו אחיכם הלווים עד כלות המלאכה ביד יתקדשו הכהנים כי הלווים ישרי לבב להתקדש מהכהנים.
This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into 8 names of God. These are the names.
Adonai Yohe Wahe, Lala He, Wawawa, Yola Yo Wala Me, Hey Hey Hey, Aka A, Reka Ha.
The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4.
Bichu Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Surolami.
The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are 3 verses that connect to this energy. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19.
Kama lo tishemineni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki.
Next we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23.
Uru udu michol hamachaboiyam asher yidchabe sham mushavtem elai el nahum v'halachtitem v'hayayim yeshno v'aretz v'hipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda.
And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7.
Kagel olam etzah yoved ro'al yom ru'ayom.
The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
Wisamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael umtati v'shakan takta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yasifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona.
We'll now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God. We do this by saying the letters with their root vowel in sequence. We do this out loud.
Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta. Hey Zayo Alada La Awa He He A Yozala Me Be He He Re Yo He Ko Me La Awa Ka La Yo La Wa Wa Pe He La Nu La Ha Yo 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 Me La He 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 Wa Nu Ta He He A A Yo re ta shi ahe, re yo yo wa wa me, la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he, ka wa ko me nu da, anu yo he a me, re he a yo yo za, he 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la a re yo, Ashila me yo hey, wah hey wah danu yo hey hey she ame me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be hey hey wa yo nu me me yo yo la hey re hey me ta re wa me be yo hey hey anu wa hey me hey yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names of the Sadiqin utilizing the same method. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo hey anu a kameta hey hey yo anu da la hey wa hey me a yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo hey yo me nu hey 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 wa. Nu yo hey hey shi a yo re ta shi a hey re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he hey ka a ko me nu da a nu yo ke wa me re hey a yo ke za. Hey she hey me ka ka wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la a re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey pe a yo nu ko me a yo re la hey be hey me za re wa hey be yo a hey ala wa me za yo ta he be me ka ko ala a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadiqin who left this day, the sixth day of Tammuz, Rabbi Chaim de la Rosa, Rabbi Moshe ben Rabbi Yaakov Shimson of Kosov, Rabbi Shmuel Machar, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Algazi. In the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper, today's class is the writings of the Ari. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left. It's a landing page for the writings of the Ari. If you scroll down to Parasha Hukat and open up the first link, which is about the Para Aduma, the red heifer. And that is the class where we will start tonight. The first section is about the five strengths of the Para Aduma, the red heifer, the female baby cow. Kabbalah teaches us about harnessing the powers of severity. This Torah portion opens with the mitzvah of the red heifer. The ashes of the red heifer are used to purify a person from the impurity of close contact with a dead person. Death is spiritually a falling from one state of divine consciousness to a lower one, or even a lack of one. Thus, the mitzvah of the red heifer contains within it the mystical explanation of evil and the purification from defilement of evil, of death, the loss of divine consciousness. My commentary.
The spiritual definition of death is falling to a lower spiritual level. There is no spiritual death. Falling to a level which is a lack of a spiritual level, the spiritual definition of evil is a desire to receive for oneself alone. This is the level of the body without a soul. The soul level of nefesh and ruach may leave the body, and the body will still lives, since it is powered by the soul level of nefesh. So the first sentence should be the soul level of neshama and ruach may leave the body. And the body still lives since it is powered by the soul level of nefesh. It is important to clarify the meaning and the usage of the term harnessing the powers of severity. Satan in the negative system is referred to as the other side. This can be said to be the left side of the left column. It is important to realize that physical left leaves a body representing a desire for oneself alone. This consciousness is housed in an earthen vessel that requires destruction, which we call decay and dissolution. Just as an impure earthen vessel requires destruction to make it return to a state of kashrut, so does the human so does the human body. This is the hope, the statute of the Torah, which God spoke, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel that they take for you a pure, unblemished red heifer, which has never worn a yoke, and give it to Eleazar, the priest. He will take it outside the camp, and someone will slaughter it before him. Eleazar, the priest, will take some of the blood on his finger and sprinkle it toward the opening of the tent of meeting 7 times. Someone will burn the heifer in front of him. He will burn its hide, its flesh, its blood, and its innards. Know that this is an unwritten commentary. I think it's important to say here. Eleazar is the third child of Aaron and his wife, I believe is Elisheva. The third child is named Eleazar. Now, it does this, the paragraph, the Torah doesn't say who is going to burn the red heifer. There have been 9 red heifers that were burned. Eleazar wasn't alive in most of them. But yet the Torah says Eleazar. So in my opinion, the soul of Eleazar reincarnates to be the priest that sprinkles the blood on the altar. Whichever other priest burns the ashes and does the other actions around the red heifer, only Eleazar becomes impure. And the reason that he can handle that impurity for a day is because as the third child, he represents balance. He represents right and left in unity. I'm continuing to read. Know that the 5 final forms of the letters signify the 5 states of Givurah. Their combined numerical value of the 5 letters is 280. And when we add 5 for the 5 letters themselves, we have 285, which is the numerical value of heifer, which is a female cow under the age of 2 years. 5 letters of the Hebrew alphabet have different forms that they assume at the end of a word. Since these final forms signal a pause in the flow of the reading, they signify the 5 states of severity, of gevurah, or restraint. The letters with their numerical values are Mem is 40, Nun is 50, Tzadik is 90, Pei is 80, and Nachaf is 20. We refer to this as Mansapach. But you can see that these numerical values add up to 280. And I'm adding that it's the 5 final letters, whether it's in their final form or their regular form. The word heifer is para, pei resh hei, which is 80 plus 200 plus 5, it becomes 285. The actual name of a cow is par, pei resh. So the para can be translated as the cow of the physical world, the cow of the hay, as we will see. The heifer must be red because it is drawn from bina, bina being a left column connected to the color red. Alternatively, the extra hay, whose numerical value is the 5, needed to equal the numerical value of heifer, and signifies that the 5 states of Gevurah descend to Bina, which is referred to by the first letter He of the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, or they descend to Malchut, which is referred to by the second letter He to the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Therefore, the heifer is called the para, the cow of the hay. This is the end of part 1 of a 3-part writing. The second part is called Of Cows and Divine Names. Kabbalah explains that death is a lacking in divine consciousness. And I am adding, please see part 1 in my commentary above. This week's Torah reading opens with the mitzvah of the red heifer. The ashes of the red heifer are used to purify a person from the impurity of death. Death is spiritually a falling from one state of divine consciousness to a lower one, or a lack of one. Thus, the mitzvah of the red heifer contains within it the mystical explanation of evil and the purification from defilement of evil, or even death. For example, the loss of divine consciousness. And I am saying, recommending to see part 1 above. This is the statute of the Torah, which God spoke, saying, speak to the children of Israel that they take for you a pure, unblemished red heifer, which has never worn a yoke, and give it to Eleazar the priest. He will take it outside the camp, and someone will slaughter it before him. Eleazar the priest will take some of the blood on his finger and sprinkle it towards the opening of the tent of meeting 7 times. Someone will burn the heifer in front of him. He will burn its hide, its flesh, its blood, and its innards. This excerpt above is from the teachings of the Arizal from Part 1. Regarding the essence of the rite of the red heifer, King Solomon of blessed memory said, "I said I will become wise, but it was far from me." As our sages explained, the heifer must be red to signify the state of severe judgment. King Solomon was the wisest of all men, and even he could not understand how it happens in the rite of the red heifer that the individual administering the purification rite himself becomes defiled by doing so. Know that this is because the basis of the rite of the red heifer is that it expresses how Malchut receives from the back of the holy names and not from their front. Since the rite of the red heifer exemplifies a state of reality in which the divine name is not showing its face, but rather its back, we sense ourselves in this context as being removed or far from God's presence. This is why King Solomon described his inability to fathom the workings of the red heifer rite as feeling far from wisdom. Therefore, the heifer must be red to signify the state of severe judgment to which Malchut is subject. Red is the color of Geburah, severity. Someone who has been defiled by means of contact with death is in a state of extreme, severely limited divine consciousness. The stark confrontation with the reality of death carries with it the seeds of abject depression, born of a nihilistic and fatalistic, pagan or absurd attitude toward life. The individual must therefore purify himself from this defilement. And this is the end of part two. And we are continuing with part three of the cows and divine names. I'm going to skip the first two paragraphs because they are a repeat of part one and two. The retrogressive spelling of the 72 name, Tet, He, Gimel, Dalet, Tet, He, Tet, He, Dalet, Tet, which is similar to the Tet, Dalet, He, Dalet being produced out of Yud, He, Vav, He. The numerical value of this spelling is 62. To give you an explanation, we discussed this on Sunday morning when we talked about the meditation to be utilizing in the first Amidah, in the Amidah and the first blessing, where we substitute Tet Dalet He Dalet for Yud He Vav He. And this paragraph is dealing with how you spell out those words, those letters. Tet is spelled Tet-He. Gimel is spelled Gimel-Dalet. Tet again is Tet-He. And then Tet-He-Dalet-Tet. The loss of optimistic, forward-looking divine consciousness is reflected by the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh recoiling backward
in the Aleph Bet. What this is saying, the Yud becomes a Tet, the He becomes a Dalet, the Vav becomes a He, and the He becomes a Dalet. The Hefer embodies the retrogression of normal divine consciousness that results from contact with death. When we consider the four letters of the name Havaya and substitute each letter with the letter preceding it in the alphabet, this is called the retrogressive spelling of the name. Thus, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh becomes Tet-Dalet-Heh-Dalet. There is also a progressive spelling of the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, in which each letter is replaced by the letter following it in the alphabet. In this way, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh becomes Kaf-Vav-Zayin-Vav. I am adding, while we will not use it in this essay, there is a central column spelling using the Atbash letter substitution method. These three methods of developing names of Hashem, meaning attributes of Hashem, is utilized in meditations during the Amidah prayer during the negative 3 weeks. We taught this yesterday. The spellings of the name Havaya can also be spelled retrogressively. Here, though, we must point out that since there is no letter before the letter Aleph, the Aleph remains an Aleph even when retrogressed. I am adding, there are other Kabbalists who view the Aleph-Bet not as a line, but as a continuous circle. Then the Aleph will become a Tav. Both views are correct. It is recommended that students of Kabbalah contemplate rational explanations for both views. Also, to meditate on these views and utilize your intuition, meaning your connection to Hashem. Following is the derivation of the usual and retrogressive spellings out of the name Havaya. So you will see that we have the regular spelling and the retrogressive spelling on the same line. This is the 72 name, meaning the letters Yud Hey Vav Hey are filled with a Yud. So you have a Yud which is spelled Yud Vav Dalet, and you have a Tet which is spelled Tet Hey Gimel. The numerical value of which is 17, as you can see. Yud Vav Dalet is 20, Tet Hey Gimel is 17. Then comes a He in the Tetragrammaton, which is spelled He Yud, which is 15. And a Dalet is spelled Dalet Tet, which is 13. The Vav becomes Vav Yud Vav, which is 22. And the He is Tet He, which is 19. The final He is He Yud of 15. The Dalet is Dalet Tet, which is 13. And so we see how the 72 gematria of the Tetragrammaton comes about, while at the same time with the new name, it's 62. The next section is the 63 gematria name, known as the combined filling. And in that case, the Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, and the Tet is Tet Hey Gimel, just as before. One is 20 and the other is 17. Then the He becomes He Yud, which is 15. But the Dalet becomes Dalet Tet, which is 13. The Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, not Vav Yud Vav. And so its gematria is 13. Whereas the hey, Aleph, hey becomes 11. And the final hey is hey, yud, which is 15, or dalad, dalad, tet, which is 13. And so we have the tetragrammaton at 63, but the other name at 54. The 45 gematria name connected to Zeran Pin, Yud Vav Dalet is 20, Tet Ted He Gimel is 17. The upper He is He Aleph, not He Yud, and so its gematria is 6. The Dalet is Dalet Aleph, which is 5. The Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, which is 13, while the He is He Aleph Vav He, 11. The final He is He Aleph, which is 6, or Dalet Aleph, which is 5. And we see that the Zeran Pin level of spelling Hashem's name is 45, whereas the other name is 38. The next section is 52 letters, the 52 spelling, the hay filling. So we have Yud Vav Dalet, which is 20. And we have Tet He Gimel, which is 17. Then the He is He He, while the Dalet is Dalet Dalet. So we have 10 versus 8. The Vav is Vav Vav, is 12, and the He is He He, 10. Then you have He He, which is 10, and Dalet Dalet, which is 8. The total comes to 52 and 43. Similarly, the numerical value of the retrogressive spelling of the 63 name is 54. That of the retrogressive spelling of the 45 name is 38. And that of the retrogressive spelling of the 52 name is 43. The combined numerical value of the four retrogressed root letters, Tet Dalet He Dalet, is 88. Tet Dalet He Dalet is 9 plus 4 plus 5 plus 4 is 22, and then we multiply them for each of the worlds, the four worlds, so it is 88. This plus the combined numerical value of the all retrogressed names of 285 is the same as that of the Hebrew word for heifer, para. And I am adding, as explained above in part 1 and part 2. So we see how these four levels total to 285. And the word para totals to 285. Thus, the heifer embodies the retrogression of the normal divine consciousness that results from contact with death. Just as the numerical value of the word for heifer is produced from five instances of retrogressive spelling, so does it comprise five states of Giborah as follows. It is termed a heifer because of Malchut, red because of Hod, pure because of Yesod, unblemished because of Gevura, and which has never worn a yoke because of Bina. These are the five strengths of the para.
The Sephirot in the above list are those on the left axis of the Sephirot, Bina, Gevurah, and Hod. And the two final Sephirot are the middle axis, Yesod and Malchut, which act as funnels for the preceding Sephirot, including the three left ones. I'm adding, Malchut is a Sephirah that changes its relationship to the three columns. In my opinion, this change is not transitional, but instantaneous. Yesod in this discussion is only the crown portion and not the stem portion. When Yesod is connected to the left column, the stem separates from the crown. Know also that the red heifer purifies the defiled by means of the divine attribute of mercy as well. Specifically, this is by means of the regressive iterations of the four names, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, as follows. The numerical value of the regressive iterations of these four names are 184, 166, 130, and 144. And then the next sections are explaining the same way we did above. So I'm going to skip that. Scroll down. Past the name number four, which is the 52 letter name. The total of the four iterations is 624. When we subtract from this the four iterated names themselves, each of which has a value of 72, we are left with 336. 4 times 72 is 336. The regressive iteration of the name Havaya itself, not being spelled out, is Yud Yud He, Yud He Vav, Yud He Vav He. Equals 10 plus 15 plus 21 plus 26, which comes to 72. And 4 times 72 is 288. So 624 minus 288 is 336. This is the numerical value of the words for red heifer. In Hebrew, para aduma, plus the kolel. The para aduma is spelled pei resh hei, aleph dalet mem hei, coming to 335, and when we add the kolel, it becomes 336. That's the end of this series of discussions about the red heifer and explaining how the red heifer, through its gematria, is connected to all of these different levels and five gibborot, and how that is the reason for the red heifer being the antidote to death. Does anyone have a question? We are going to stop here. The next final section of the Golden Calf, Fixing the Mixing, is a separate essay, which we will do another time.
Does anybody have any questions? Tomorrow we will have two classes, one at 4:30 on the subject of Parashat Noach, section 42. And tomorrow evening we will connect to the Tikkuni Zohar. I bid you all shalom gadol, a significant amount of peace and serenity in your life. And I hope you followed all of this analysis with the gematria. But if not, take the time to go through it. And if you have any questions, send me an email or call me. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Shalom. Thank you. That was really, that was great.
I think so. It really is very powerful.
Yeah. I hadn't heard it before either.
No, this is the beginning of the Ari's writings being translated.
Mm-hmm.
The translators have an agenda, so we have to be careful with it. But the writings are beginning to come through, and it's really powerful.
Mm-hmm. Really is.
Shalom.
Okay, shalom.
Shalom.
Good night.
Good night.